Welcome back to Thick and Tired with Corinne and Cass.
Welcome back, everybody.
Just giving one update. We did kill Paul. His body has been rotting in the basement for 2 weeks now. And we don't
She's a real girl's girl. If you want someone that's got you back, that would be Cassidy.
And we took all his money. So
my yits are really yiddying today. Yep.
They
look like they're contoured.
Is that why Lizzo called her line yitty? Because of the titties?
Ow. That really actually hurt a little bit.
Do you hear her?
Wait, is she screaming?
No.
Oh.
I thought she was coming
in. Oh, nope. There might be someone coming in. We might have to edit a little bit of this today. So if you see a lot of stop and goes.
It's because.
We're fine.
Scarlett decided to get out of the pool, which don't know why.
Scarlett's having a day. There we go.
She's also very tired and she had a gym class and she came right here. So.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, she had a gym class.
I'm so sorry.
For what?
What is she doing? Is she in? No, we would know if she's in.
There we go.
I'm just trying to keep her away from the animals. She picked my sister's bunny rabbit up yesterday by her ears. Petunia, by the ears.
That's the cutest name for a
and
bunny.
And was like,
bunny.
Hi. And like, my sister's
What'd
like,
what the bunny
no.
do? Wait, who's bunny?
Maggie's. My sister Maggie's. Aww. She's got a little bunny rabbit.
She has a Petunia. Bunny, a baby bunny, and a baby.
Yeah.
How
Petunia
cute is that?
Lee. Yeah, Petunia Lee.
Oh my God.
And her last bunny, may God rest her soul, was Phoebe Lou. Do you know my sister Maggie's last bunny rabbit? Phoebe Lou sadly passed away because my grandma fed it too many yogurt drops, like had a fucking seizure. My sister Caitlin went downstairs. Caitlin's a sister that doesn't give a shit, like ice queen. She tried to bring the bunny back to life. Aww. I wouldn't have touched the I would have been like you know what I mean. So my sister Maggie had a Holland lop-eared bunny rabbit named Petunia, named Phoebe Lou. She had one ear.
Oh,
because her ear, the gate slammed on her ear when she was a baby. Okay, this is how chaotic my family is. By accident, obviously, it got hard. She went to the doctor. The doctor's like, well, it's going to eventually fall off like a Frito, or you can get it removed before it falls off.
Oh, my God.
So traumatizing to go downstairs and see the ear just laying there. So we opted to get it removed. So it was Maggie's one ear, morbidly obese, Holland lop-eared bunny rabbit named Phoebe.
Do you have a picture?
I can
send
find
it to me because I'll plug it in because it just sounds like that, a cute, like who doesn't want to see a one-eared bunny?
That Maggie used to walk around in a harness around the block.
Yeah, my friend Michelle, I think, had a leash for her bunny.
Loves,
because
she
used to
bunnies.
Bring it over and sadly her bunny passed, but I think the coons got it.
The
raccoons.
Well, why is she letting it hop around outside?
No. It was in like a bunny thing. It lived outside. No.
This bitch, Petunia Lee.
If I had a bunny, it would live inside, but I don't think she had.
Has a room upstairs to herself. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like upstairs on their second floor. And every time Scarlett's over, she's like, I want to go see the bunny. And I'm like, bitch, don't kill that fucking bunny.
Well.
Be fucking gentle.
At least the bunny still has its ears, so that's good. Because then you'd have
it does.
Or one no-eared bunny.
If Scarlett gets a hold of it again, she's just going
to. Oh. Poor Scar. She's going through it. Just going through
poor
it
Scar?
Right now. I'm sorry. Poor you. Poor you. Yeah, you know what? I apologize. Poor you. You're going through it. Scarlett's living her best life.
Living her best life. What a boring ass summer this has been, to be honest with you. Nothing's going on.
Nothing.
Didn't you say, Gianna, that you saw a TikTok the other day that everybody's like, what the fuck? It's all the same shit. I'm seeing all the same content, all the same stupid influencers. Like, everything's the same.
Yeah.
Why didn't someone come out? Where's Britney Spears when you need her? I'm ready for Britney Spears' comeback. She should have put out a bop this summer.
She should have, but I think that Britney Spears is a little far gone. I think she's on like a Amanda Bynes train.
There was an AI thing.
I'm just waiting for that bitch to tattoo her a heart on her cheek. Mm-hmm. And they could be twins.
I saw this thing online and I thought it was real, but it ended up being AI.
Oh.
But it was Britney Spears. It was a music video. And it was a song, and it's like, because AI is fucking scary as hell.
Yeah.
It is scary.
Oh, I wonder if I saw this.
And then I thought it was real at first, and I'm like, holy shit, this is big news. But then, like, people in the comments were like, wow, AI is insane. I need this. I wish this was really happening. But there's, like, nothing going on this summer.
You really have to decipher. Like, so I will scroll through, like, Instagram, just, like, random, because that's really what the summer is like, just rotting and doom scrolling.
That's all it is. I hate
and
it.
I will randomly scroll and be, like, watching something, and I'm like, oh, my God, wait. Same thing, where I'm like, this isn't real.
It's
like, this is AI.
The same. I'm so this. It's been. It's just like.
But it's crazy that you can't. Sometimes you have to literally watch the video like 1,000 times to figure out. There was a video of like a bunch of bunnies. Speaking of bunnies, how weird is that?
Big bunny
jumping
day.
On a trampoline. Fake.
That was fake. That video.
Yes.
Do you know what we're talking about? What a scary world we live in, though, these days.
Like, you don't even know what's real and what's fake. So now every video that I watch, I'm, like, trying to, like, see, like, where – because you can tell when, like, all of a sudden, like, someone's arm will disappear. Like, because there's glitches in the AI.
I know.
It's like the Matrix.
No, literally.
Oh, my God.
But it's just a boring – like, it's life.
It's literally like living in the Matrix.
I've never seen that movie.
Neither have I. Anyway, so then, I know it has something to do with a blue pill and a red pill or something like that. I don't
fucking
know.
Yeah, that sounds like a personal problem. So me and my friends went to the Hamptons this past weekend. What a different way of life it is out there. Let me tell you. Yeah. I could sit there and people watch all day.
Yeah.
Let me fucking tell you that, okay?
It's a different type of person.
It is a different type of person.
Yeah. I think I could live the Hamptons life.
I mean.
I could do it. I'm ready to retire.
Yeah, shit, me and you both.
Yeah, no, like seriously, like
me
I'm ready.
And you both.
I'm just about ready to pass the torch to Gianna and call it a day.
Gianna, you ready for that?
Yep. Yeah.
She was like, yeah, I can't wait.
She'll still be calling
me. Are you doom scrolling right now?
Yeah.
What are you looking at? Just bullshit.
Nothing. It's just random doom scroll.
It's boring. It's so boring.
There's like no, I think I read this thing. There's no, yeah, like you said, there's no breakout songs. There's no blockbuster movies. The biggest thing was the Sydney Sweeney thing. But we can't, we can't talk about that.
No, we can't talk about that.
Even though I think it's ridiculous.
So fucking stupid.
So we could say, what's your one piece of thing that you'd like to say about that?
It's not that fucking serious.
Literally. That's a good thing to say. I thought you were going to come out with some like really good.
It's not that fucking deep.
It's not. She's a fucking pretty girl. That's it.
She's a hot.
Like, give me a break.
A hot ass actress.
Big like old the first time I saw. Okay, all right, I guess we are going to kind of talk about it a little bit. The first time I saw the ad, I thought she has good. Like, I got it. Like, it was like a Calvin Klein ad.
Yeah.
Like, I understood. Didn't Brooke Shields do the same thing?
Yes. It's whatever.
Yeah. So
holy shit! And
that's
then
why I was like, yeah, the jeans. I have good. She's got good jeans.
Loved American Eagles. They're like. Dude, it's
blue jeans. That's what
she
it
looks looks good in a good pair of jeans. Like,
yeah.
Calm down. And you Whatever. Know what?
I think there's been other.
The bitch
ads
does have good fucking genetics.
I mean, she's a beautiful girl.
Big old yitties, beautiful hair, beautiful bone structure. Okay,
she great. Has sleepy eyes.
She does have sleepy eyes. Did you ever watch Euphoria?
Never.
I never watched it either. I've watched clips on my Doom Scroll.
Why do I think Paul watched that? Paul watches everything.
May God rest his soul. That's so weird that he would watch that. That is a fucking
Yeah,
weird
I'm pretty
thing.
Sure. That's I'll text strange. Him and ask
I
him.
I can't. That's so weird.
I feel like he did watch Euphoria. Wait, maybe he didn't. Let me ask him. Did you watch Euphoria?
So weird. Are you voice noting? Is that all you do now is talk to text?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that all you do? I can't. You know what? My fingers are tired.
Yeah.
I don't want to text anymore. Oh, look at my puppy behind me. She's cute. Cassidy, look. Aurora. She was just laying
down. You
know
down. How I feel about animals.
She's like the star. He said negative. Why did I think he watched that?
That's a very strange thing.
I don't know. I always thought he watched it, though, for some reason. Oh. Okay, never mind.
Anyway. Ashley Graham coming out with a new plus size line.
Yeah.
For JCPenney. First of all.
Yes.
I haven't shopped at JCPenney since my communion.
Can I be honest with you? I thought JCPenney closed down.
I thought
they were gone.
Is there a Penny's? This is my come on,
We're going to go to Penny's.
We're going to go to Penny's. Christmas time came around. Grandma used to buy us all our Christmas outfits. We're going to go to Penny's. Okay. Yeah. Let's go to Penny's. Yeah. Never could find anything in my size because that was obsolete back in the day, like a plus size 100%. Kid line, whatever.
Yeah. My I've grandmother used to say chunky. The same thing. We're going to Penny's to meet Lolly for lunch.
Yeah.
That's what we would do.
We're going to go to Penny's and then we're going to go get pizza at Sbarro at the Sunrise Mall. That's what we did.
Sbarro. I call it Sbarro's.
Sbarro, whatever the fuck.
Well, I don't know because everyone pronounces
But anyway, so okay. So JCPenney, fine, great.
Yeah.
Is that like all, like if you Google right now, are there even JCPenney's around by us?
I honestly don't know. I swear to God, I thought it closed.
And Macy's, but although Macy's is still on the map.
Macy's holds my heart. Will hold my heart forever.
Yes, Macy's.
I hope to God Macy's never closes down, and we all know that's probably not going to happen, and it probably will, because department stores are becoming obsolete. As is every other store. Because wait, I know we talked about me going to Torrid and Target on the last episode. But I went to the Torrid because, you know, they closed Deer Park and Riverhead. They closed all the outlet stores on Long Island. Yep. Okay, gone. So I went to the Shirley one, which is a beautiful store, by the way. The girls are so friendly. Because sometimes, I mean, they're not always the friendliest in there. So the girls were so sweet. But there was, like, no clothes. There were clothes, but none of the sizes were there.
I feel like between seasons, they always slack a little bit.
Yeah, but the stuff that was online that you'd think that you would have found in the store, I was like, where are all the clothes that I saw online?
There's one in Levittown. They have one in Levittown off Hempstead Turnpike. It's a really nice one.
That's so far.
There used to be one in the summer. Well, for me, it's right by my
parents'
house.
You, yeah. For me, Shirley's 20 minutes from here, and it's a beautiful store.
Yeah.
And it's in a nice shopping center.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I don't know. I think
Google where there's a JCPenney.
I think Shirley gets a lot of slack. People need to calm down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My stomach's growling.
I'm just saying. I'm like, your stomach's growling?
Yeah.
Are you hungry?
I'm starving. Wait, so look up JCPenney. Is she all right out there?
Yeah.
What is she doing?
Probably strangling Sam.
All right, thank God. Because she's an animal.
Okay, I'm looking up JCPenney. I'm looking to see if it's in the Bayshore Mall still, because I swear to you, I thought it was closed. I just poked myself in the eye. It says it's in the Bayshore Mall still. Closes at 8.
I cannot imagine they're thriving or doing well. So anyway, Ashley Graham is putting a new plus size line. First of all, have you seen Ashley Graham?
I mean,
didn't even recognize her.
I didn't recognize her. Fine. In the JCPenney article, I didn't recognize her.
But you know what? Whatever. It is what it is. Sweet. It's and whatever. I don't care about some people, like all the plus size communities. I follow plus size influencers are all up in arms about it. Me, I don't give a fuck. Like, you do whatever you want to do. You know, like, just do whatever you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're still inclusive, like what, like whatever, you know. So her size is going to go from 14 to 30. Okay.
Which is nice. But I just really hope that it's not. Do you remember? Didn't J-Lo do a size inclusive line for like jeans or some shit?
I don't remember that at all.
Because she got a booty.
Loathe J-Lo.
Really?
I think she's talentless. Oh my God. She has no talent. She is.
So were you happy when she broke up with Ben Affleck?
I didn't care about that shit.
Oh, I didn't know if that was like, do you love Ben Affleck and like hate J-Lo? Or no, do you, I mean, you hate like, both of them equally?
I don't care. Like, I'm indifferent about it. Ben Affleck, I think he's hot. Like, whatever. But of course everyone does. But like,
I have to say I feel like he's better looking now. But I like a mature man.
Mature.
Not like I don't want anyone that looks like a boy.
No,
like
I get
a baby
it.
Boy.
Yeah, he's like a man, you know.
Yeah, like. I think that
she's just. I don't see the lore with her. I really don't.
I mean, like, honestly, what is it? Tell me. What I feel is like it? A lot of people are like that right now. I don't know. She doesn't bother me. She's like irrelevant to me either way. Like I don't like hate her. I don't love her. But like I just think she's J-Lo and she's talented. But like you're like
why
she
do
sucks.
You think she's talented?
I don't know. I think she's a good dancer. She's a good actress.
Is she a good dancer, though?
Love The Wedding Planners. Oh.
The Wedding Planner is.
Oh, my God.
The Wedding Planner, that movie is a fucking scam. That movie is so fake. I'm going to tell you right now, that part when she was in the church walking around with her power suit on and her high heels.
That's why she
hates
her.
And a little thing. Like, I have to tell you
now
right
we know.
Now,
that's
that
why I was like,
the stupidest thing I've ever seen. There could not be a more unrealistic portrayal of a wedding planner, wedding coordinator, whatever you want to call us. So unrealistic.
Okay.
So stupid.
Okay.
But that's not why I don't like her. I just don't like her because I just feel like whatever. I didn't even like her perfume that everyone wore back in the day.
I don't remember if I wore.
Anyway, back to Ashley Graham. What is going on? Is Scarlett here?
No, my cat. What's happening?
I got so scared. Do you have this bitch and her fucking band-aids.
What's up with the band-aids?
She is on a.
Oh, okay. Is she having a meltdown?
There are band-aids in there. She's on a band-aid kick. The kid just wants a million band-aids. There's nothing wrong with her. No boo-boos, nothing.
Maybe she... No. I thought you said little boo-boos. Maybe she wants sympathy.
I don't know.
What happens when she asks for the band-aid? Let's break it down psychologically.
I say, yeah. Okay. Why? Where is it? And she'll be like, right there. I say no, loses her mind. And I'm like, you know what? I'm picking my battles. If putting a stupid Band-Aid on your ass is going to keep your mouth shut,
yeah,
take the fucking Band-Aid.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that.
But it is getting out of control. It's getting out of control, guys.
Could be just an attention thing. It could just be a phase. You know, she's four.
She gets enough attention.
Kids go through, I mean, she's, yeah.
Say hi, Sid. Hi. Anyway.
You should have said hi, Sid.
Wait, so back to Ashley Graham. So she's doing a size. What is it? Is it going to be? Now, I didn't read that much into the article. Is it going to be cashmere, dress? Like, what is she doing
here? So I was a little, let's say, so I was a little confused
myself. And is it going to be stuff that we actually are going to want to
buy? That's what I'm thinking. Like, what is the deal? Like, what is it going to actually be? Is it going to be, let's see what they're saying. Hold on one second. Blah, blah, blah. She says... she's the mom of three, 37, is continuing to champion for size inclusive fashion with a multi-year JCPenney partnership that will kick off in the fall. So we will see. Oh, these better not be the advertisements. Hold on.
Let me see.
No, it's not. Okay. Size ranges from 14 to 30, but it's also affordable and made to look just as good as the racks. On the rack as it does when you put it on.
Okay, yeah, that's what they all say. You know what
she said that her goal has always been the same from the start of my career to now, not making bodies a topic of conversation. The collection is to feel beautiful, sexy, and...
So it's going to be stuff that we're not going to want to buy.
Literally, it doesn't really...
I can't see it being anything that we're going to want to buy.
Well, it says the majority of American women wear a size 14 or above. Why are we not making clothes for majority of women? Which is 100% correct. Why are we not? There's such a deficit. Agreed. It's time to leave behind the outdated ideas that fuller figured women don't belong at the heart of fashion. Together, we're uplifting voices and bringing long overdue representation to the full figured community. But I still don't see anything.
She looks completely different.
I mean, she really does look...
Sure. I mean, listen, the bitch could just be exhausted with three children. You know?
I mean, yeah.
But I'm so curious to see as to what the clothes are going to look like, because she can say all this and whatever, but if she comes out with, like...
Didn't she have something else a few years ago?
She...
The swimsuits? What was it?
She had... Wedding dresses?
Oh, duh. Wow.
And they weren't... No. And I remember, I think we didn't.
Wow, how did I forget that?
We didn't even have the podcast, but I remember you showing me it back in the day. And I think you showed me the girls that were modeling them were like fit, curvy models that had perfect hourglass.
I mean, we can look it up to see what.
Look it up.
All right,
we gotta look it up. Hold on.
I'm just trying to see. Yeah, you look it up. I'm trying to see if there's seven. There's nothing in here that shows like what she is, like what it is. Like there's no.
I'm dying to see it. Did you go on her Instagram?
What?
Have you gone on her Instagram?
I have not. I used to follow her, but I haven't seen it.
Ashley Graham Park Avenue Bridals.
Yeah, that was it.
Again. Fit model. Come on. Yeah. Wait, and this is another one. Hold on. This is who she has modeling it. Look at her model.
So she's saying that my go-to look lately is all about fashion comfort. I like to feel effortless, sweats with a fresh button-down oversized shirt, t-shirt, and a kitten heel. Then I finish it off with a cute bag and hoop. Simple but chic. Okay. I want to get into this because I actually had – ask me later about my dream that I had for you. That's our Thick and Tired, by the way, before I forget, because I will forget it. Also, too, though, I want to get into this because I feel like a lot of girls have asked me recently and – To be fair, you have asked me before as well. Like, we'll be like, oh, we're just dressing down today. And then I come downstairs and you're like, oh my God, you look really cute. Why are you all dressed up?
Yeah.
So I think the thing is that if like there's so many girls out there that like would dress up, but they're not sure how to do it.
Yeah, you're right.
So if she's going to come out with a line that would help girls like literally put like sweatpants and t-shirts together and still look cute.
Like an elevated casual.
Right.
Line.
Then I think that is beneficial because I think a lot of girls do like this running around like moms, young moms.
Like what you're trying to do at the boutique in Port Jeff.
Basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the summer, it's harder because I do like a lot of summer dresses and like that. But for the winter, I do a lot of that like elevated casual.
Yes.
My Ellie Cash.
Yeah.
I really hope that nobody takes that name because I really love it.
Trademark that shit.
I know.
Just like I would do with your brother bestie. So those bitches don't go out there and steal my shit.
I know. Anyway, but so that's what I'm hoping that, like, you know, I think it's important because I've been hearing a lot of people lately say, as like moms of like young kids, and I went through it myself, where you kind of lose yourself with your kids.
How many times have I told you?
I know. And then you're like, what do you give me clothes?
I literally go to Target. And I get those t-shirts, the Aviva, whatever the hell, t-shirts in black or white. And I put on a pair of leggings and sneakers. And that's what I wear all day, looking like fucking trash.
Yeah.
And I used to dress up so cute.
I don't necessarily think that you have to do a kitten heel with sweatpants. Because I've never done that in my life. And if you're running around as a mom, I think that's like a little. But like, I don't know. I just feel like doing something, mascara, a lip gloss, and just putting on, like, even if you put, like I said, a cute little, anything monotone will always make you look more put together.
Of course.
So if you have like a cute sneaker, a pair of like stretchies or sweatpants, and you're like a nice, like, cute little sweatshirt or whatever, or a hoodie with a black t-shirt, adorable. Are you writing this down? Are you taking notes?
No, I want to see what she's, I want to
see. I don't see anything on there.
Not even on her Instagram?
I didn't even look on her Instagram.
Like when you do, like, how do you spell Ashley? A-S, oh, here it is.
H-L-E-Y.
Because I want to see, because watch, she's going to come out with like silk camis.
I mean, she might, but like, honestly, like, I don't know. I wish I had $1 billion.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Well, once I wish we collect, I could, like, Paul's life insurance money, we'll,
Paul's life insurance money. Rat bastard. I Ashley feel like Graham. I'm sinking lower and lower into this couch as this podcast goes on.
Hold
on. It's really crazy.
I'm just trying to see. She had, you know, when they do like a preview?
Let's start a thing. Let's start a blog on like how to help women that want to dress cuter, but like on a budget.
All right, well, you can do that because I have no idea what that.
Because I, you know, listen, I follow all these influencers too. We talked about that as well.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, great. Like, you got this big haul, but you also got it for free.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, people can't afford to go out and spend $700-$800.
Especially today.
All the time on clothes.
Especially today.
Oh my God.
No one can afford to do shit. I kicked the dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, stay tuned, everyone. I'm sure we'll rip that line apart when it comes out.
No, I don't want to rip it apart. I hope she comes out with something that's like.
You said you just went to tour it recently and you. Wait, what was that thing you wanted to show me? You said you found something. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Who oh, this? God. Yeah. Good. Okay, hold on. It's in my pictures.
Good for you.
I took it the other day and I was like, what the fuck is this? Okay. So I'm just going to zoom in on the legs because that's really. So, okay, have you ever seen on Amazon, they have, Gianna has them, the linen leggings, like the ones that have like the lining underneath that keep you warm?
Yes.
Okay, and they're like skin colored?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so Torrid has this, they have them now. So this is the ones that they had posted. I don't know if that's going to.
Let me see.
Can you see?
I can't see.
So they have like.
What is that?
Okay, so they basically have like snakes on them, and then wait, it gets better.
Is the Harry Potter?
I was like, wait, where's their? Okay, there's another one, so it must be just skin toned, like nothing, and then it has like some sort of tribal.
Let me
situation.
See.
You're killing us, Torrid. I swear to God. But you know what the kicker is?
What is that? That's leggings.
Okay. So they're supposed to look like stockings, but they have a fleece lining underneath them. So you can wear them in the winter.
Is that the thing these days?
Yes, it's nude. So it looks like you have stockings on, but they're lined stockings, basically. Like tights. They're lined tights.
Right.
Okay. So it looks like your legs are under there, but it's not your legs. Gotcha. It's the fleece lined lining.
Yeah.
So Torrid has this, and I'm just like, because I know so many people that get them. I mean, even the kids included get them off of like Shein. They get them off of Amazon. Like, that's where they're bought. So it's great. Torrid, perfect idea. Why are you making them with?
Well, what is it supposed to look like? What are the real, like, what are the ones without the tacky ass things?
They just look like tights.
So people kind of
against
look like
your
they're
legs.
Naked. So people look like they're naked.
No, they look like it looks like you're wearing tights. Oh, Gianna's texting you a picture.
Hold on. How long ago was that, Gianna?
I really sunk here.
They were dark, a little darker than.
Okay, Gianna's showing a picture. Gianna, can you just show her legs on the?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I know. Oh. Yes. Okay. Yes. 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 But why? Yeah. Okay. I get it. So why would they put that? That's so.
Was like, oh, but I thought, okay, I'm looking at these and I'm thinking, okay, this is perfect. They probably have a plain version, but then I swipe through and they don't. They only have like this tribal version and these ones that look like snake tattoos on your legs.
Tora does that. When you want to buy something. Like, I'll see, like, a really cute shirt or, like, really cute pants. And then when you go a little look a little bit closer, there's, like, skulls on it.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, you're like, oh, it's polka dots.
I thought we were fucking past that.
Okay, I want to
make. Or, like, the Slytherin or the Hufflepuff yield.
I have a confession.
Yield on it. What?
So the other day, the day that we went to Torrid, I'm obsessed with bra and undies sets. Right? Yeah. So, because she knows, they were trying to help me pick out ones that, like, match. Okay. So, I never feel better than when wearing matching bra and undies. Okay. Great. So, we're in Torrid. I pull out these cute little floral ones because I'm, like, trying to rush now at this point and just pick out ones that, like, match.
Yeah.
So, I pull this one and I'm, like, perfect. It kind of matches. It matches enough. Yeah. Well enough. Get up to register. Come home. Put the underwear on. There's a big
Minnie Mouse.
Fucking skull head.
Donald Duck is on it.
I'm like, so this is basically like floral with a touch of like satanic.
PSA to Torrid, stop putting
skulls on everything. The
Gryffindor mascot on our goddamn shirts. Is she okay out there, Sid?
Do you have a water for her or are you trying to screw a water bottle?
There is the bluey bottle right there. Yeah.
I can literally see her.
No one wants it. No one wants it.
Well, I mean, no, there's a market for it. Yeah. But I feel like your core audience is, I feel like so many people are screaming to you.
Yeah.
Stop doing this.
Yeah, but are they?
So make it a core.
Or do we see the reviews on there? Like, are people like.
So that was the funny part of this. The reviews on these pants were great. So I'm like, did they have at one time a plain version? Because I can't see so many people being like, I love these. They have snakes and swords on them. It's literally a snake wrapped around like a sword.
Yeah. It's just stupidest shit I've ever heard.
I don't understand. Life. How is that? Who's wearing these?
Torrid, your Hot Topic is showing.
This one. This one is thorns around a sword. This one's a snake around, I guess.
Can you imagine a grown-ass woman walking into...
If I wore this to work...
Literally.
But where are you even... Like, you work in, like, a professional... Where do they think we work?
I feel like that where it's geared now towards more, like, women our age.
Good, you know?
Like, teenagers, I don't know. It's just, like, fucking weird. What?
They're not fleece-lined.
What?
It's a mesh legging.
Whatever.
Because they do have a
all right, one. Well, stop putting fucking...
Not in that, what I was looking at. They must have just added it. That's why I took the picture of it.
I actually have the blame.
Stop putting king cobras on our tights.
No king cobras. Just make regular clothes, damn it.
Regular clothes. That's all we want.
That's all we want. That's all we want. I watched an influencer the other day say the same thing. She's like, where's everyone going to get regular clothes? I love all these girls. Well, she's not an influencer, but sort of. But she was like, I love how everyone's going out and like dressing up all the time. She's like, but I can't dress up all the time.
No.
Like for me at work, it's easier because we do have to dress up. Here she comes, Little Miss Muffet. Hello, Little Miss Muffet.
What's up, Booba? Yeah, come sit here. Say hi to everybody. Come here. The puppy's sleeping. You have to leave the puppy alone. Scar, can you come here for 1 second so I can tell you something?
Oh. Hey, he got the food.
Oh, there he is.
Oh. Number seven.
Number seven. Seven.
Number seven. He didn't talk this time. He doesn't like his voice
Scarlet,
on the camera.
Don't. Scar, can you come sit here?
First? I can say that on this podcast because he wrote it in the comments so everyone to see it.
You wrote it in your comments.
Yeah.
Not the comments.
Anyway.
Anyway, so,
time
bomb.
What?
She's a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, she's a ticking time bomb. So we have multiple minutes. No, minimal minutes.
Seconds.
Seconds. Let's do thick and tired because I want to tell you this crazy dream I had.
Okay. My thick is October is coming. The burr months.
I know you love it.
The burr months are coming, baby, and I am ready for it. And my tired. Ugh, you don't want to sit by mommy?
She's hanging out with me, man.
And my tired. Okay.
Oh, we have a singing child
and
here.
Am I tired or my tired is fucking toddlers.
Oh, wait, okay. Hold on.
What's your thick and tired, Corinne?
So my thick is I had the craziest dream last night.
Scarlett, do not touch that cat.
Yeah, don't touch the cat.
Scarlett, look at me. If you touch Scarlett, the cat does not like to be touched like that. If you touch the cat, it's gonna scratch you,
and you're gonna have to put
a lot of band-aids on. No, I don't want to touch that cat.
A lot of band-aids. A lot of band-aids.
Oh, go by the filters. Thank you. Very good, Gianna. And Gianna saves the day.
Oh, hold on. Let me fix my camera.
Scarlett, do you want muffins? Gianna, can you grab all those muffins in that thing right there? Filters, good.
Filters.
You need to eat, and then we're gonna do macaroni and cheese. Okay. Thanks, Sid. They're right in there. The purple one.
Oh, yum. Okay. So last night I had a dream. We were, I don't know where we were. It must have been
as in me and you.
Yes, you were there too. I don't, there were other people, but I specifically remember me and you. And we were standing by a counter. And all of a sudden, I said to you something about the Devil Wears Prada. And we all know that number two is coming out. I'm very excited, but I hope they don't fuck it up like they did with And Just Like That. Anyway, so we're standing there and I said something about the devil. We were talking about the Devil Wears Prada. I said something about Meryl Streep. And all of a sudden, in my dream, Meryl Streep walked through the door. And I literally screamed and fell on the floor. And you're like, get up.
Yeah, get up. You're embarrassing me. Exactly.
No. And then she was like so sweet in the dream. And then I go, this is so crazy because everyone keeps saying that I'm psychic. And here you are because we were just talking about Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
So then I said, what did I say? Something weird happened in the dream. And then she just like, I don't know. She just was like hanging out with us. And I was like, you're so sweet. You're my spirit animal, blah, 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 blah.
I thought Diane Keaton was your spirit.
No, though. It's those two. Meryl Streep and Diane Keaton.
They're like kind of, it's like the same. Same, but different.
Same, but different.
Diane's insane. Meryl's not that insane.
Well, I have a little bit of both, I feel like, because I can be insane.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. So that was my thick because I woke up from the dream being like, I wish this was fucking true.
Nope. You're not.
Nope.
You woke up.
But I've had other dreams about winning the lottery. So maybe something will definitely
happen. Say a prayer.
And then my tired. I don't know. It's just like in general.
You're in a funk.
Again with this. You said that last week too.
You are. You have been. You've been in a funk.
Listen, work's hard.
Yeah, I know.
Shit is getting hard. Instagram is hard. Algorithms are changing. It couldn't be truer. Now something fell to tell us that. What's that? I want to be
like this. Go back to the basement,
Let's see what he said.
What did he say?
What?
Is that what he was
doing?
I don't
know what that means.
He was motioning.
Am I supposed to read that out loud?
Just say it, Paul. Just get on the microphone. Look at this hair today. I look like the Bride of Frankenstein.
By the way, it's 111. Oh, my God.
The hair has, but if I don't wash my curls, it has, it like literally has a mind of its own.
It's 111.
Look at it. What does that mean, 111?
111. It's like, yeah, like angel numbers.
Okay.
All right, whatever.
So you're tired.
My tired is you annoying me today.
Fine. Deal. Great. Everyone have a great
love
week.
Love you.
See you next week. What? Until next time.
See you next Tuesday. Bye.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. Oh, literally. God.